shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day. You know, that song has a lot of meaning this time of year, to me especially. Can you take a moment to imagine what that first Christmas was like? Can you take into your heart what it must have felt like for those three wise men who traveled to see the newborn Messiah? Everyone can remember a Christmas that changed their lives and made them see the beauty that this world has to offer. That first Christmas, however, not only changed our lives, but it changed the world. The word Emmanuel derives from the phrase God with us. And here today we honor the coming of the King of Kings. We glorify the arrival of the Blessed Child. We rejoice with exceeding great joy the presence of our Savior. Come gather around us as we offer unto God the blessed truth of the Christ that is Emmanuel. As with all things, we start at the very best place to start, the beginning.
Mother was engaged to Joseph before they were married. She was found to be with a child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being an ordinary person, and not willing to make her a public spectacle, was minded to put her away secretly. But while Joseph was contemplating on these things, the angel of God appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for she will give birth to a child which is of God. She shall bring forth a son, and you will call him Jesus, and he will save his people from sin and death."
Everything that was said to fulfill a prophecy, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall carry a child, and that shall give birth to a son, and you will name him Emmanuel, God is with us."
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
That mourns in lonely
Joseph awoke from his sleep and did exactly as the angel told him and married Mary. He did not know her before she gave birth to her firstborn child, and Joseph called him Jesus.
And there were in the same place shepherds abiding in the fields, tending to their flocks. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone round about them. And the angel said to the shepherds,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be clear to you about this child. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly, there was with the angel of God a multitude of heavenly angels praising God and singing,
picture Christmas. We picture a time for family. We picture snow-capped trees and shimmering lights on the home. We picture a time of laughter, love, and fellowship. What we also experience is thankfulness. Thankful for the love we share. Thankful for the happiness which is brought to us. All can be explained in one simple phrase. We rejoice with exceeding great joy.
Oh.
As we ponder the mystery of Christmas, one topic is often overlooked. The three wise men, sages of old. These were learned people of science, philosophy, and knowledge. They sought beauty not only upon the earth, but also the beauty radiated from the heavens on high. These were sought for their wisdom. When the wise magi heard of the prophecy and saw the star in the east, they knew they must find this King of Kings. They knew they must seek this newborn Messiah. We honor these three who fell on their knees at the sight of our Savior and worshiped Him.
Kings of earth, God of course.
When we consider the truth of the birth of Christ, we are filled with peace, hope, joy, and love. The peace of God revealed, the hope in God's strength, the joy of forgiveness and forgiving to others, the love that God shared with all of creation. We shout from the mountains, we glorify God. We tell the world and ask the question, do you hear what I hear?
That the night went to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star ringing through the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. The shepherd boy to the mighty King. Do you know what I know? I hear a palace warm, mighty King. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
Do you see? Do you hear? Do you know the King?
He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Do you see what I see?
He will bring us
baby. He will bring us.
Wow. Yes, Miss Laura. Yes, yes, Miss Laura. Yes, yes. You know, the time of Christmas, this holiday season, is special for everyone. Yours truly included. You know, throughout the year, we search for proof of God's love. I can show you right now. Right here. Right here. Right here. You're truly blessed to be able to come to experience God's love. Truly blessed. So now I invite everyone in the congregation to join us in the anthem for Christ. Join us in singing the one song that draws us in. O come, all ye faithful.